Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. I would say that autumn is in full swing right now, and this is a great time to be planning your meals based on what you find at the market. Now, part of the fun of shopping is having plans for all the food you bring home, and part of planning a dish is knowing how to properly season it. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School, there seems to be an entire family of spices that seem custom-made for the fall.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, certainly there's a bunch of spices that conjure up this idea of fall, and they're great to use. Before we get into them, let's just talk about getting them whole versus ground.
Okay.
You know, everyone who loves coffee knows you buy beans, mm-hmm. and you grind them every day. You know, it's the same way with spices. I would recommend that you try to find the whole spice versus the ground version. But then grinding them, simply as the same you would do with coffee, either in a blade or a burr grinder. Mm-hmm. I recommend the burr grinder for consistency. You can adjust sort of how thick or how fine it works, but a simple blade grinder works fine.
Mm-hmm.
And before you grind them, let's toast them.
Oh, really?
Okay, let's take these seeds or mm-hmm. these cloves or whatever you're using in a saute pan over medium heat for a couple of minutes to release the oils. And you'll notice that your room will just start to smell great. Way different than if you just sort of poured them out of the jar.
If you do the grinding yourself,
yeah.
what is the effective shelf life of a spice?
Oh, I grind just before I use it. I mean,
okay.
Once you grind something and introduce it to oxygen, it's oxidizing, it's losing flavor compounds, and it's just becoming less intense than it would be if you were just using it right off the grinder.
So grind what you need
grind
and
what
save
you
the
need.
Rest.
Right, exactly.
What kind of spices are you looking at?
I mean,
days?
Everyone knows cinnamon, right?
Oh, yeah.
Certainly, and buying it as sticks is certainly the way to go. It's the inner bark of an evergreen tree,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be a little bit of a challenge to grind, but, you know, simply either in a plastic bag, you know, or and with a meat tenderizer, break it up into small pieces, then put it into your grinder and grind it.
Right.
It'll be great. It's one, though, that you can't toast. Certainly don't toast those big sticks before
okay.
you try to grind them. That's fine. Cloves, I mean, these are sort of the unopened pink flower buds of another evergreen tree that's related to myrtle. Perfect for toasting and great for grinding fresh.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you'll be surprised at how intense, and it's mostly because of the inside of the seed that has the flavor when you grind it.
A little bit of clove does go a long way.
And you can't
it?
Bake a ham without sticking some
no,
cloves in it, right?
No.
Allspice, which is the dried berry from this West Indian evergreen tree, people think it's a blend. It's not. Allspice is a specific berry. It just happens to have a lot of the flavors of clove, cinnamon, and nutmeg.
Mm-hmm.
But again, toasted and ground fresh, perfect. Nutmeg and its outside component, mace, very important. Nutmeg is the seed. Mace is the lacy outside
covering.
Oh, is
that right? I had no idea.
Yeah. And nutmeg, not one you can toast, but here's where a microplane or some grater comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Finally grating the nutmeg is great. Mace, look for the whole blades rather than the ground product.
Mm-hmm.
Cardamom, another one that's great. These are great. There's dried seeds. You have green or a dark brown version. And then coriander, which is perfect.
I would just like to put in a plug for cardamom, which I think is a fantastic spice.
Yeah.
Underutilized.
And here's the deal. It's all about the seeds. It's the pod that you buy whole. And once
mm-hmm.
the seeds are exposed to air, they lose their flavor rapidly. So buying ground cardamom is relatively a useless project.
And so many of these go so beautifully with all the squashes and things that we're
oh,
seeing. The
baked
produce.
Apples. Everything that's going on this season, this is what they're
the
for.
It's the time of the year for.
Yeah,
them.
I agree.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.